When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mickie James slams ageist WWE. Absent Raw stars are back next week, and a New Japan title is being defended on Dynamite. For Thursday, April the 29th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
You know, ever since I returned to Raw, I've had this feeling like I didn't quite belong, that the people backstage didn't quite get me, and I thought, is it my Southern accent? Is it the fact that I sing country music? Is it, oh my God, is it my age?
Mickie James, one of the most talked about releases from WWE this past week. Nothing to do with the manner in which she was released. Of course, spoiler, everything to do with the manner in which she was released. By now, you are familiar with Trash Bag Gate, as I have decided to start calling it, in which Mickie James got all her personal belongings sent back in a rubbish bag. And this led to quite a few other people speaking about their treatment within the company by one former head of talent relations, Mark Carano. Consequently, Mark Carano was relieved from his position within WWE. Mickie James has had the final word on her podcast, Grown Ass Women, talking about a whole number of things that led to her leaving and some of the ramifications from what went down last week. So, WWE, according to Mickie James, really wanted her to hang up the wrestling boots. She said, quote, "I kept feeling these things of, we want you to retire. We want you to be an agent. It was what they wanted for me. It wasn't that I wasn't grateful for those opportunities, but at the same time, I see the agents and what they have to deal with and have to go through. They don't get any of the praise or the thanks that they ever deserve, and they have to deal with a lot of crap. I don't know if I could personally handle that." She also talks about WWE being ageist towards women. She says, quote, "I'm just disappointed as a whole with being made to feel old with Depends and a Walker and the whole ageism thing. For me to constantly be presented as old when I'm 41 years old and every single male champion has always been the same age or older and has been glorified for those reasons. As they should be. They're amazing. Why is it different for women or for me? Ageism is a real thing." She also talks about pitching an all-female WWE brand, saying, quote, "There was a moment where I said, what if we do an all-female brand? I could help lead it up and have an awesome team of women. We have the talent, the tools, and the facilities. We have everything that we need. It would really help all the girls who aren't getting on television. This one person says to me, they're never going to do it ever. Women's wrestling doesn't make any money. Evolution was the lowest rated pay-per-view ever in WWE. I get what you're trying to do, but I don't understand why you're fighting so hard for it. You should play the cards you're dealt and see if there's a way to incorporate that within a show rather than fight for it to be its own show." She also talks about other opportunities that were missed by WWE, saying, quote, "I think we missed out on a lot of moments, whether it was me tying Trish's record and Charlotte tied that and beat me, or the Chelsea Green angle. I originally pitched the angle way back for Liv Morgan because I love working with Liv." On the subject of Mark Carano, Mickie James says, "I know it wasn't a direct thing like, hey, this is what we think of you," when it comes to having all her items put in a rubbish bag. She says, "I empathize with Mark and feel bad that he's taking the full brunt. It sucks. But I guarantee his pension package is probably more than what I got paid in my last run in WWE. So I don't feel that bad. He was not happy in that situation." Mickey also reveals that Vince McMahon spoke to her following the incident, saying, "I'm not saying that's from Vince because he's always been respectful to me. He called me on the phone to apologize for this incident and let me know that this isn't what he thought of me. I tagged Vince because he needs to know. There's a lot of stuff that happens under his nose that he is oblivious to because he's running a multi-billion dollar company." Mickey James getting the final word on her controversial release from WWE.
Mr. John Moxley, この永田裕二に体制表明。さすがに強い男は誰か分かってるなと一瞬思ったが、お前のリボルバー持ってこい。だからお前は鼻垂れ小僧なんだよ。プロレスのリングにリボルバーなんて小道具は必要ない。裸一つで戦うのはプロレス、その辺しっかりと覚えて顔を洗って出直してこい。ゼア
永田さん、Grab your six shooter. Meet me outside the saloon at dawn. And we'll see who can get a shot off first. That is, if you're up to it.
Fighting words from John Moxley and Yuji Nagata over the past 2 weeks on New Japan's YouTube channel. Well, those fighting words will end very soon, as it has been announced via the social media of AEW that John Moxley will defend his IWGP United States Championship against Yuji Nagata on AEW Dynamite on May the 12th. It was earlier in April that John Moxley called out Nagata, as you heard there. Nagata responded in kind, and last night on Dynamite, on the show itself, and then on the Twitter, it was revealed that Moxley versus Nagata is happening. Now, Nagata, if you are unfamiliar, is a force of nature from the New Japan Pro Wrestling world. Two-time IWGP heavyweight champion, two-time IWGP tag team champion, former NEVER open weight champion. He's won the New Japan Cup twice, in 2007 and 2011. He's won two G1 tag leagues in 2000 and 2010, and he won the 2001 G1 Climax. He has done it all, but the United States Championship is something that he's never fought for. So nothing wrong with adding that to his collection. Of assorted titles. Not his first match on TNT either. No way. In 1997, all the way up till the following year, Yuji Nagata wrestled fairly regularly for WCW. Had televised matches with Booker T, Chris Jericho, Ultimo Dragon, and Goldberg. But this one could be the most intriguing of them all, as he squares up to John Moxley for the IWGP United States title. That was a big announcement from last night on Dynamite. We also had a big promo last night on Dynamite, as we had the parlay between the Pinnacle and the Inner Circle.
I'm going to take off that heavy, heavy burden of a crown off your head and place it atop mine and my family. Is going to replace the Inner Circle at the mountaintop here in All Elite Wrestling. But don't get it twisted, Chris. I appreciate everything you've done for this company, and that's precisely why, when Blood and Guts is all said and done, and I am looking down upon your scarred up, mangled, lifeless body, I will once again utter the two words, thank you. Your spots. Mine. You self-righteous, self-gratifying little prick. How dare you be so entitled to think that you can have somebody's spot just because you want it? That you can inherit a spot like you inherited the trust fund that your mommy and daddy gave you when you were 18 years old.
Or maybe you think you can absorb a spot via osmosis. Or maybe it's a big Tetris game that as soon as Jericho goes left, MJF slides right in. It doesn't work that way. You want a spot? You gotta earn it. You said last week that at 25 years old, I was curtain jerking in WCW. And you're damn right I was. And damn proud of it, because that's what led me to where I am today. But what you didn't mention is that 25 years old, I'd already headlined arenas around the world in Japan and Mexico and Germany. And that's another reason why I'm here today, because that's where I learned respect. That's where I got experience and life lessons, and that's where I earned the reputation that put me at the top of this game. If you want my spot, a good place to start earning it is by beating me and the Inner Circle at Blood and Guts. But you're not gonna do that because we are Blood and Guts! No! No! No, 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 no! You're not cutting my promo off! We are Blood and Guts! And you want to talk about a family? This is a family! How long have you known these jackoffs for? 3 months? This family has been part of AEW since day one! This man had my back when I was threatened assassination in Abu Dhabi in 2012! These lap dogs are a pack of wild animals that have torn and clawed their way to the top of AEW, and I owe them for that! This man right here, I brought him personally to the Inner Circle, and because of you, he quit! And that's not gonna happen again. You are not gonna get in the middle of the Inner Circle, and you're not gonna beat us at Blood and Guts. You won't make us submit, and you're gonna have to kill us to make us surrender. You are going to have to kill us to make us surrender. And when that doesn't happen, we're gonna step on you like the pile of crap that you are, wipe our feet on the concrete, and look down at the only spot that you deserve. And I'll finish with this. If 1969 was the summer of love, 2021 is going to be the summer of violence and pain for the Pinnacle. And next week, on May 5th, at Blood and Guts, summer starts early for you!
Wow. What else can be said to set the stage any better for what may well be the most epic wrestling match in AEW history?
Promo of a lifetime by Chris Jericho there. The entire thing is worth watching. It's 10 minutes long on YouTube, and it's Chris Jericho, MJF. We also hear from other members of the Pinnacle and the Inner Circle, and just some great promo work from everybody. All heading towards next Wednesday's Blood and Guts edition of AEW Dynamite. And it's not just going to be a one-match show, no, because following a segment that we saw Eddie Kingston and Jon Moxley go for Kenny Omega, Don Callis agreed to a tag team match for next week that will see Kingston and Moxley team up to face off against Omega and MT Nakazawa. And Nakazawa already one of those that was almost a victim of Kingston, nearly having his ankle broken during the same segment. We will also see, as well as that tag match, a grudge match between Cody Rhodes and QT Marshall. A lot of back and forth between Marshall's factory faction and the Nightmare Family leading to this one. We've also got a four-way tag team eliminator match to determine the next top contenders for the AEW tag team titles. SCU will face Jurassic Express, who will face Varsity Blondes, who will face the Acclaimed. Also, Britt Baker will be competing against an as-yet unannounced opponent. Blood and Guts will be headlined, of course, by the Blood and Guts double cage match. Chris Jericho's Inner Circle versus MJF's Pinnacle.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information, information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
AJ Styles and Omos were on The Bump, revealing they'd been partying in Nigeria as of late, which is why they haven't been on Raw for 3 weeks. This follows a report from Brian Alvarez that says that creative has had nothing for AJ Styles and Omos, which is a terrifying thought, to think that people backstage don't know what to do with two of their champions within the company. Fightful were told that at least one of the two wrestlers simply wasn't cleared to compete, which is why they hadn't appeared. So the storyline of partying in Nigeria is simply just that. It's a storyline bit. But they claim they will be on next week's episode of Monday Night Raw, and they'll be back to business from Monday. They've been sorely missed. There's been a real lack of energy on Raw for the past 3 weeks. Check out Jack's article all about the state of Monday Night Raw, the real state of Monday Night Raw, at cultaholic.com. WWE referee Drake Wirtz has become quite notorious for sharing extreme views online. He had a Parler account recently where he followed the Proud Boys and Tommy Robinson. Also volunteered for an anti-child trafficking charity called Operation Underground Railroad. And as part of his work for the anti-child trafficking group, Drake Wirtz called into the Seminole County Board of County Commissioners meeting yesterday and claimed that forcing and normalizing face coverings only makes it easier for sex traffickers to target kids. There is the video online of the call, which sees a very emotional Drake Wirtz claiming that being forced to wear face masks will encourage more people to traffic children. You can watch the whole thing online right now. Fightful Selector reported that Drake Wirtz was suspended from WWE earlier this year and was barred from entering the Capitol Wrestling Center for a short period of time. Higher-ups within WWE were reportedly horrified after reading the article and seeing the video from David Bixenspan about the referee's views. And that alarm has only worsened since the meeting yesterday and the subsequent video that was shared. As a result of his views, Drake Wirtz has had significant heat with people at the Performance Center, and he's reportedly subdued his mannerisms since his return. Before being suspended, Wirtz had been also stripped of many of his duties within NXT. He used to be the head referee. That role now goes to Daryl Sharma. He was also under consideration to time NXT matches, but that role went to Scott Armstrong, who was brought back into the company after being released last year. And thanks to lobbying from Brian James, aka Road Dogg, he's now got that role. The backup timing position goes to D.A. Brewer. And once again, Drake Wirtz being passed over for that one. When we have more details on this Drake Wirtz situation, you'll find more at cultaholic.com. NXT saw a big drop in ratings. 100,000 less people watched on Tuesday night. Showbuzz Daily reporting that 744,000 people tuned in this past week, down from 841. It was a 0.22 in the 18 to 49 demo. down a touch from 0.23. A big loss for a Tuesday night. There's obviously some teething troubles between for NXT from moving nights, as AEW seems to strengthen their position. It seems like NXT's has weakened somewhat. And to kind of bookend with our first story today, following the departure of Mark Carano, there has been a big shuffle backstage within WWE that's seen John Cone return to the company. He was in a talent relations role and was quietly released just the other week. And with everything that went on with Mark Carano, John Cone was invited back to resume his role. Nicholas will have a world title run sooner rather than later. PW Insider also report that Cone is now second in command to John Laurinaitis in the talent relations department, which is a massive bump from where he previously was. John Laurinaitis has now moved on to overseeing talent relations. So there was also changes within other elements of WWE producers. And this has led to a rise through the ranks for one Jason Jordan. Now, Jason Jordan's a former tag team champion within WWE, big part of American Alpha. An injury took him away from the wrestling game, and he's been working backstage as a producer. Jason Jordan, following all that's gone on over the last couple of weeks, now has a larger responsibility role within the company, and he's going to be taking over from what John Laurinaitis was doing before as lead producer, overseeing all the others at the TV tapings. Somebody fresh in this role is very much required, and Jason Jordan could very much be that key to success in this department. So we wish nothing but the best of luck to Jason Jordan in his new role. PW Insider also telling us that Adam Pearce has moved up within the company. He has a brand new role. We are not sure yet what that new role is, but it certainly comes with more responsibility and a lot more clout than his previous role. So congratulations to Adam Pearce also. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Sam Driver is back tonight from 6 p.m. British summertime. Spend your Thursday night with our boy Sam Driver. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring star of Progress Wrestling and Defiant Wrestling, Man Like Darice. My wonderful chat with Darice is available right now on the podcast feed. And later today, it's a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps Revisited, where we invite a previous visitor to Cultaholic Island to watch one of their three matches that they would take with them. I'm joined by GCW star and independent wrestling star Gregory Iron later today. And Gregory and I sit down to watch one of his all-time favourites, Roddy Piper versus Bret the Hitman Hart for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania 8.
It was one of those matches that I always watched as a kid, and I guess I didn't realize at the time what compelled me about it, but looking back, Bret Hart and Roddy Piper, two of the more larger-than-life characters at the time, and Bret was always a great technical wrestler. And it's funny because even though I was always compelled by Roddy as a kid, more so than Bret personality-wise, I didn't find myself going back to watch a lot of his matches, but I would always go back and watch this match. And when you start to learn and understand wrestling a little more, I guess I got a sense that it was because I think it's Roddy's best match ever. It was more technical than any other match you would see from Roddy. He was more of a brawler, and he definitely really emphasized character more than wrestling, which is not a bad thing. I mean, Roddy went on to be one of the more iconic wrestlers of all time, but I would always go back to that WrestleMania 8 match just because I guess subconsciously I always appreciated the ring general that Bret was. I mean, when you look back at some of those matches in early 90s WWF, some of my favorite matches are because of Bret, or because Bret was in them. Like, you know, Bret and Mr. Perfect from SummerSlam 91, or him and Roddy, or his series of matches with Diesel, you know, his three or four matches that he had on pay-per-view. Like, I can't go back and really say that I enjoyed any Diesel matches. No offense to Kevin Nash. I mean, again, always compelled by the character, but Bret brought something different out of Diesel. He brought something different out of those people, and I think he did that for Roddy.
We have another episode, a bumper episode, with the brilliant Matt McMuscles from the What Happened series online. If you do not want to wait until Sunday to hear it, you can hear it right now by joining us on Patreon and getting early access at patreon.com/cultaholic. on the Cultaholic YouTube channel today. Check out every 1993 WWE pay-per-view ranked from worst to best. It was the weird junction between the golden era and the new generation era. And there was a mixed bag in 93. Find out which was your favourite at youtube.com/cultaholic. And in case you've missed it, not only do we get joined by the wonderful Chelsea Green for a brand new episode of Straight to Hell with Ross Twiddell, but we are ranking every big show heel and face turn from worst to best. There is plenty for you right now at youtube.com/cultaholic. And you can find out more about Jon Moxley's challenge from Yuji Nagata and see how well you know Stone Cold Steve Austin's pay-per-view opponents by going to cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.